Josh Asvig has been sticking up for many of the type of people that we just talked about, a generation of people who served this nation in uniform, and a generation of people who knew what it was like to sacrifice through different tough times as a country, the elderly in this country. Josh works for the AARP, and there's 10 events around the state to familiarize people on the healthcare law. And I want to talk to Josh about that. Josh, good to have you on News and Views.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Joel, and happy Veterans Day to you and all our veterans out there. I was enjoying listening to those different messages you got and being a product of the two grandparents that were veterans. It's always a special day for me.
Yeah, I you know, what I always wondered was how anything got done, you know, back home the day after Veterans Day. It was such a celebration. So,
no kidding.
You know, I know there's a lot of confusion about people in Medicare and about the marketplace. Can walk me through, you know, there's 10 different meetings going on, which is great. You're going to be visiting face to face, and people can ask you that question they're not comfortable in asking you on statewide radio. But walk me through what the overall message is of the AARP on this.
Well, Joel, we appreciate you having us on, and we've been listening as you've had a number of discussions, and thanks for your efforts to continue to provide education about what the Affordable Care Act does and does not do and what's happening. And so we're going to be hosting a series of lunch and learns across North Dakota to try and provide people with factual, up-to-date information on what the healthcare law might mean for them or their families. And the biggest message, especially for those 65 and older, you know, AARP represents 50 and older, but 65 and older, if you're on Medicare, and especially because there's this confusion with the Part D enrollment overlapping with the marketplace, if you're on Medicare and you need to update your Part D plan, you do what you normally do. Go to Medicare.gov, make sure you check out your Part D prescription drug benefit plan. Don't go to the marketplace. The marketplace has nothing to do with what you need to do to get your plan updated. And so we want to eliminate that confusion, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in our events. But then the second piece is these events are across the state. We start in Wahpeton on Thursday, and we end up back in Dickinson all the way on December 12th, and it stops in between. But trying to make sure people understand what's out there, what's available for them. Might they be eligible for subsidies? Might they not? And then and really try and give them some resources so they know where they can go and what there is. And so that's really been our message, is to say, understand what might be out there for you, understand what might be available, and do that. And so they can always find our events at aarp.org/nd, or to register for these, you can call 877-926-8300. And so we'll serve a lunch. They're a lunch and learn, so it's 11:30 to 1. We're looking forward to having some continued conversations about it.
You know, the biggest thing to me was and is the fact that so many people are confused about what the law does for them. In fact, I blame the administration for that. I think that they've done a really poor job of rolling this out. I think even they blame themselves. I've heard the president on air apologizing to the American people for some of the things that he has said. It doesn't change the fact that it's confusing to people. And so these meetings, Josh, are very important.
Well, that's part of the reason we're doing it. I think that, you know, there's been so much confusion and, of course, so many frustrations with what's happening with the marketplace rollout and other things. And so we want to make sure people understand that there are still options available. You know, if you can't get online, that you can fill an application out by phone, you can do it by paper, and make sure they understand what the benefits of the law are. You know, we've seen more people seeing benefits because of the law. In other words, even those on Medicare, they get a free physical now to check out what's happening with them where they hadn't before. And the focus on preventative medicine and all of that is going to greatly improve, we think, what's happening in healthcare today and try and get a healthier country for all of us.
All right, let's quickly walk me around. 10 is not too much. Get your auctioneer voice out. Let people know where you're going to be.
Well, starting on Thursday, we're going to be at the Eagles Club in Wahpeton. Again, these are all 11:30 to 1 local time. And then next week, we really get ramped up. We go a swing in Langdon and Bismarck. They're both November 20th. The Langdon one will be at the Langdon Research Extension Center up there. And in Bismarck, we'll be at the Municipal Country Club up there on the hill on the west side of town. And then on the 21st, we'll be in Minot and Carrington. Again, in Minot at the Sleep Inn, in Carrington at the Crossroads Golf Course. And then we take a couple weeks off for this holiday where we all fill ourselves full and do that. And then we come back on December 10th. We'll be in Jamestown and Fargo. In Jamestown at the Gladstone Inn. In Fargo at the Ramada Plaza Suite. The Fargo one is the 11th. I got myself confused there. So Jamestown on the 10th, the Stone Inn, Fargo, December 11th at the Ramada Plaza Suite. And then also on the 11th, Valley City at the Eagles Club. And then the 12th, we end up in Grand Forks and Dickinson. We're on both corners of the state, Grand Forks at the Ramada Inn and Dickinson at the Ramada Grand Dakota Lodge. And so start in Wahpeton and then kind of go all over. We have two teams of staff and volunteers running around trying to make sure that almost no matter where you live in the state, you get a chance to show up and ask questions and learn more.
You know, when you know you've traveled the state really well, Josh, is every place you have a meeting I've been to. sitting here going, well, there's going to be one here. Even Dickinson in the end, I've been to it. So good for you. Way to go, AARP. I proudly display my AARP card every time my wife tells me to go outside and do something.
We love it.
Josh, go ahead.
I want to end on one last thing, Joel, is that if you can't make those meetings or if you still have questions, we have a great resource we put together. It's called healthlawanswers.org. And so in the meantime, if you're waiting for one of the events and you have questions in the meantime, or you're not going to be able to make it, healthlawanswers.org is a great resource for people to get and check out. And then they can register. And we ask them to register because we are serving lunch for any of these events at aarp.org/nd. Or giving us a call toll-free at 877-926-8300.
There you go. Thank you, Josh. Thanks for what you're doing, bud.
Thanks, Joel.
Yep, Josh Asvig, Bismarck City Council member, and that isn't his role today. His role is as the coordinator for the AARP. Let's go.